Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Show everybody. It is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition. What the heck am I doing here? Where's Mark? Well, he's
that should be a show like where they had that was because they had like Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego?
Where in the world is Mark Edge?
Where is Mark Edge? Please call in with your guesses.
Indeed. He is off gallivanting. I just like to use that word. I don't know what gallivanting actually means. But,
well, it sounds very heroic.
It sounds like something Mark would do. He seems like a gallivanter or one who gallivants at any rate. So I'm substitute Mark tonight. I am the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me in studio, it's
Peakless Mountaineer
and Melanie.
And we will continue talking about this business in Port Orchard, Washington, who has decided to stay open in defiance of the lockdowns. But first, let's go to the folks who have been waiting patiently on hold. Let's go to Hugh in Tennessee. Hugh, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pretty good, Hugh. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to call in and let you guys know that I've been listening for a little while now, on and off, about a year and a half. And I just really enjoy the show. You guys, you keep it kind of upbeat and lighthearted, even though you talk about some serious topics. So you do a real good job entertaining folks, and it's fun. It's really fun to hear and listen to and all that good stuff.
Well, we appreciate you listening.
Yeah, thank you very much. And it is important to keep in mind that, like, you can't lose your sense of humor. I mean, as bad as things can get, you've got to hold on to that, because, I mean, that's a really big part of your humanity. And, I mean, if you lose your humanity, then the terrorists win, so to speak. I mean, honestly, like, all of this is mostly done for our reaction. I mean, it's all emotional manipulation, and the thing that really gets you out of being easily manipulated in your emotions is a little bit of humor. Like, it gets you out of that fear circuit that puts you in fight-or-flight mode.
Indeed.
Well, that's a lot of the problems we have lately are just because we forgot how to laugh at stuff. I mean, people take things so serious nowadays that if you just laugh at it, it's like...
And I got to say, that is one of the things that surprised me about a lot of people's response to Trump. How is no one thinking this is hilarious?
Great. I thought Trump being there was fantastic. I'm like, I don't know what he's doing.
I'm not saying you have to think he's a good person. He's not. But he's funny. You have to admit the man's entertaining.
Yeah, one of my friends has, he doesn't like politicians at all, and he goes, I will admit that Trump's presidency is one of the most entertaining things I have ever seen in my entire life.
I mean, he's a terrible president, like most of them, but he is a top-notch entertainer.
But to me, see, that was one of the best things about Trump, was he's not a politician. You know, he didn't care to walk in there and drop F-bombs when they needed to be dropped. That's what we needed.
And I think that's part of what got him elected is he doesn't do the whole PC speech pattern thing.
Right. I mean, you can hear my drawl. You can see where I'm from. I don't really talk all that well. I'm more educated than I sound, but I'm okay with that. And folks look at me like I'm stupid because they hear my voice and everything else.
You're doing just fine.
I love it. The look on their face when the topic changes and suddenly I know what I'm talking about. It's fun. And it's fun for me. I like to laugh, too, and I love laughing at them because they think, well, this guy's dumber than a box of rocks. And all of a sudden, I spit out something intelligent, and they're like, whoa, where'd that come from? It's great.
Anything else on your mind tonight, Hugh?
It's just, when did we stop knowing how to laugh at stuff? It's not your opinion don't matter that much. And somebody else has got one too, and it stinks just as bad as yours does.
I think a lot of it's because they're trying to force opinions on people.
Well, and once you start, the thing, And that, you're exactly right. You know, you got your opinion, I got mine. Guess what? The world still goes around. It's just like the transgender deal and the gays. And stuff. I'm not gay. I'm not transgender. But I don't care who it is. I got a buddy of mine I've known since fourth grade. I'm 38 years old. I've known him since fourth grade. He came out and told me that he's a bisexual male. And you know, he's afraid to tell me for years because he thought I had a problem with it. I'm like, dude, I don't care. He doesn't change who you are.
As long as he's not harming you or your family or anybody else, right? Do whatever you want, right?
Yeah, that's what I told him. I said, don't look at me like I'm a piece of meat. Don't treat me no different. I'm not going to treat you no different. It's just, you're you, I'm me. Just because you got a different view, that's why we're not. That's why we're not clones. Hey, everybody's got differences. If you can look past them and get beyond it, everybody's going to be a whole lot better.
I love it. Hugh, thanks for the call tonight. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I got one question for you. You were talking earlier about that guy going to keep his restaurant open.
Yep.
I'm interested to know, because I don't know, with the mandates and all that, with there not being laws, it's just a mandate, what kind of punishment does he face by doing that?
Well, so far, it's license suspension. Now, that means he will lose his liquor license and his business license. And if he stays open after that, then, of course, we know how the laws work. Eventually, they will send armed thugs, a.k.a. police, to, you know, either arrest him, you know, and throw him in jail, and then, you know, take him to court and, you know, give him all sorts of different punishments. If he resists that, of course, they purport the authority to kill him. Over just merely wanting to keep his business open. So,
and that's ridiculous. I mean, the man's just trying to feed his family. Look, guys, I got 10 kids at home. All right, I have 10 kids.
That's,
I know
a
what
big family.
Like,
busy dude.
Yeah, and he did nothing wrong. It's not like he did something to get laid off, didn't apply for new jobs, etc. Like, he had a business, and then overnight the government was like, this whole industry's illegal, and so are six others. It's like, well, okay, now you're out of job, and all the other jobs you could have applied for are illegal.
Yeah,
so, what's your option?
It's funny how, like, anyone else does that to you, you can sue them. But the government does that to them, you're SOL.
Go ahead, Hugh.
But they're not shutting down Applebee's, they're not shutting down Walmart. I can go to Walmart right now and get anything I want.
Yeah,
you know,
weird, huh?
It's almost like the big corporations are somehow influencing the government, as if they were, like, paying politicians off or something.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Hugh. We appreciate you. Thanks for listening. Let's go to Bob in Missouri. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, this is Bob Mundy. They call me the voice of the Ozarks, and tomorrow I'm going to be singing for Pearl Harbor Memorial in Branson, Missouri. You know, there's been a terrible price paid that we can have this free talk here on this radio. Where are you all located, by the way?
We're broadcasting from New Hampshire.
Oh, goodness sakes. Well, God loves you Yankees a whole bunch, probably more than some of us hillbillies down here. But I'm kind of concerned about this stolen election. You know, I don't know about you all. You're probably not old enough, but I got grandkids, and I've lived the American dream. It's been so exciting traveling across America since I was 13 years old in the music business and also the ministry. And I, for one, I truly believe that they go after this First and Second Amendment. Now, down here, the masking in Springfield, Missouri, there's been 1,400 rat outs about the mask.
Snitches?
They're not arrested. Go ahead, sir.
I'm sorry, you're talking about snitches, people who have reported people not wearing masks, right?
Yeah, but they didn't give any tickets so far. And they've destroyed about a third of the restaurants in Springfield and Branson, Missouri. They've destroyed the arts, painting, singing, the sports. It looks like a conditioning to take us down from this great capitalistic republic that you all, I'm sure you love. I know I do. But I'd like to see our grandkids be able to have that American dream of the people, by the people, and for the people.
Well, I think a capitalist republic is worth trying.
I appreciate so much.
I've never seen it.
I appreciate what Trump has stood by. I've lost probably 300 Democrats' friends in the music business, Nashville and other places,
yeah.
over this very, very thing. But I don't want to live in a socialistic, communistic, fascistic state.
Hey, I don't either. But, Bob, can you hang on and we'll bring you back? Can you
please?
Hold? All right. Thanks. 855-450-3733. We'll have more with Bob coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought a land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is free. Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. You can call in, take control of the airwaves, talk about anything you would like to talk about. We were talking in the previous segment with a gentleman named Bob from Missouri. We'll get back to his call in just a moment. In the studio tonight, I am your host. I'm filling in for Mark Edge. People commonly refer to me as the captain. And joining me, it's...
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And we've been talking about this article from Port Orchard, Washington, about yet another business who is standing up amidst all of these government mandates to keep his business open and to keep his employees employed. And we'll circle back and talk more about that. But first, let's go back to our caller, Bob from Missouri. Thanks for staying on hold, Bob. Now, Bob.
It's an honor to be on here with you all. I was at the city council meeting for Springfield, Missouri, which happens to be the Buckle on the Bible Belt, the World Headquarters Assemblies of God, Baptist Fellowship, went here. But we also mentioned about the COVID-19 shot. Allegedly, it has nanotechnology in it, which will change your RNA. That's a delivery system of the main things, and they can virtually change your mind, allegedly. I'm going to be careful with that word.
Okay.
Formaldehyde, aborted baby parts are in there. Also, thimerosal, mercury, aluminum. And I'm not going to be taking that shot. I am told now that I can't go to Jerusalem and sing without showing that I've taken that shot. I've been invited there. And
yes, your papers, please, Bob. You must have your papers before you can sing.
Is that a Jerusalem? Is that a Jerusalem? Is that a Jerusalem rule, or is that a U.S. rule?
A U.S. rule. And they can shove it up.
So they won't let you get on the plane?
No, you cannot. I cannot use a passport to go anywhere if I don't have documentation that I've had that shot.
Yeah, I've seen that they have already produced these vaccine kits. And so when you do, if you do, get the injection, then they present you with this card that says, yes, I have had my injection on this date at this time at this place, et cetera, and so on. And that is going to be the equivalent of your medical passport.
Now, you see, that's not unusual. Because like when I was a kid and we had shots, you had a card. I mean, because before you had online thing to log on to, you had a card and it was like, okay, you had this and then this is due on this date,
mm-hmm.
and you would give that to the school. So that part doesn't really strike me. It strikes me as a little tech, but other than that,
that part
is normal.
Right, but that's to prove that you've had the vaccine in order to do things like Bob is trying to do, which is fly somewhere else to go sing. Right, where they're going to require you to have had the vaccine, the shot, in order to do things, in order to operate as a human being, whereas if you aren't able to produce that card. My question with this whole situation with producing these papers is, what are they going to do about the people who've had the COVID and got over it already? Are they just going to issue them cards with some arbitrary date and time? Have they even thought about this? What are they going to do with those people?
I think we're marching into Revelations, and at that point, I want to sound like a religious person, even though I minister to veterans and other things. We'd better get ready. We better have some food, and we better be prepared, because it's not going to get nice here.
Well, these unaccountable thugs do seem to be using that as a blueprint, honestly. They seem to be using the Book of Revelations as a blueprint for how they're going to institute their control of people.
And God forbid that we'd have to see another civil war. Right down the street from Springfield is Wilson Creek Battlefield. I was part of the team that put together a PBS television special with that thing, and it's very sad and sickening. I stood on that hillside with those 90 cannons going off and about 900 horses there, and I wept like a child to think that that kind of bloodshed happened in our great country. You know, the blood, you know, December 7th, 1941, tomorrow, memorial. Wow. We better think about this, folks. Thank you, and God bless you all, and God bless America.
Appreciate the call, Bob. Thanks for your listenership and the call tonight. You know, I'm not a religious man myself, so, you know, I take things like that with a bit of a grain of salt. But Bob has some really good points. There generally isn't appreciable political change, historically speaking, without some kind of bloodshed somewhere.
Tends to be the case.
That is accurate.
So, you know, and
there's a phrase that has sort of been bouncing around in my mind that I couldn't tell you who said it, but it was those who do not believe in God will seek to become God by force. And it's an interesting thought that, okay, well, what are the attributes of God? Okay, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-powerful, and
omnipotent. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, what are they doing? Well, the surveillance state is definitely moving in the direction of all-seeing.
Yeah, they're collecting all of the data of and storing them in data farms, so all-knowing.
Exactly, all-knowing. They are developing the technology to do non-invasive brain scans for various purposes, so they will have some idea of what you are thinking. So, I mean, really, moving into the all-knowing, all-powerful, they're trying.
Yeah, certainly they can just say whatever they like at this point. And by they, I mean, you know, presidents, governors, mayors, politicians of many different stripes, particularly here in the United States of America.
I mean,
can just arbitrarily say stuff, write it down on paper, and it goes. Nobody voted on it. It wasn't put through any process of any kind. These are just edicts that people are writing words down, and everybody just goes, oh, well, I guess that's the law now.
I mean, what kind of wizard is it that can write down a little scroll and suddenly no one has a face anymore?
Yeah. Let's continue on with your calls. Let's go to Robert in South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, a while back you asked if there were a country to which you could go where you wouldn't have to worry about taxes. Well, actually, there are a few of them. One of them is particularly nice, and that's Monaco, Monte Carlo. But if, as an American, you're not legally allowed to do it as an American, so you just have to give up your American citizenship or never go back to the United States. Or, if you want to be absolutely sure, never cross the borderline back to Europe from the rest of Europe from Monaco, Monte Carlo. And you would work out a special relationship with the government, which it would arrange for you. And it has 60 bank branches from different banks from around the world there in Monaco, Monte Carlo. You put your money in a bank, and the government gets a certain rank off from that money that you put in there, and that's the deal.
Yeah.
That sounds like taxes.
Yeah, so either way, like, in order to renounce your citizenship, you have to pay, right?
And if
you don't do that and you go work overseas, you have to pay U.S. taxes in addition to whatever, you know, taxes you might be paying elsewhere as well.
It's more than $25,000, yes, that's correct. But if it's less than $25,000 AGI, then you don't have to.
Thanks for the call today, Robert. We appreciate it. 855-450-3733 is our toll-free number if you'd like to join the conversation. We'll talk more about businesses standing up to the government when we return here on Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com.
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And anyway, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Jeremy Scott. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani has tested positive for coronavirus. Giuliani has been leading President Trump's legal challenges to try and overturn the election. At 76, he is at higher risk for serious complications from the virus. Giuliani has been holding public events without wearing masks and traveling to campaign events in Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Arizona. His son Andrew, who works in the White House, tested positive for coronavirus 2 weeks ago, but Giuliani did not quarantine. A wicked winter storm has knocked out power to more than 200,000 residents in Maine and thousands more in Massachusetts and New Hampshire as the season's first nor'easter blew through overnight, slamming much of New England with heavy snow. 6 to 12 inches fell in central Massachusetts, and there are 60 to 70 mile per hour gusts around much of the state. Utility crews have been hard at work restoring power to tens of thousands. This is USA Radio News. California's new lockdown is getting a big pushback from the Riverside County Sheriff.
As California locks down again, the pushback is greater than ever. Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco calls out Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom.
The dictatorial attitude toward California residents while dining in luxury, traveling, keeping his business open, and sending his kids to in-person private schools is very telling about his attitude toward California residents, his feelings about the virus, and it is extremely hypocritical. These closures and stay-at-home orders are flat-out ridiculous. The metrics used for closures are unbelievably faulty and are not representative of true numbers and are disastrous for Riverside County. When the medical field is so split about this virus, it might be time to employ a little common sense.
Sheriff Chad Bianco says he's instructed the department not to enforce lockdown violations. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yes, it's your favorite live call-in talk show radio program that's also streaming and on some internet, streaming on the internet and on some satellite stations. That's the show known as Free Talk Live. You are listening to it right now. And our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Pete Goodlace Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And everyone has their own idea of what freedom is. And for some, freedom is the freedom to swing free like the Scotsmen do.
I advise it highly.
Richie Rich and Mark both got some great kilts from sportkilt.com. You can even see our hosts wearing sport kilts, particular form of freedom, at kilts.freetalklive.com. You haven't felt freedom until you've worn a kilt from sportkilt.com. And I, is the Free Talk Live code over? Is the special?
From what I understand, you still get 10% off.
So you can use code FTL, as in Free Talk Live, to enter in as a code during your checkout. And I believe you get 10% off. So sportkilt.com. Q13Fox.com. Now, we've been talking about this article from Q13 Fox. Q13 News witnessed several customers entering and exiting this restaurant without wearing a mask as the business willingly ignored the state's COVID-19 restrictions. Some customers said they questioned more than just the requirements. Inslee, that's the governor, keeps talking about science, but I don't see the science. The science doesn't jive, said dine-in customer Mike Lester. Governor Inslee is not showing us the true numbers, and there is no science, said dine-in customer Helen Lester. I don't know what that means, there is no science. There is science. It does exist.
Well, there is no science to their explanation, I think, is what he's getting at.
Yes. The numbers don't lie. This is the author of the article now. The numbers don't lie. According to the Washington State Department of Health, officials said the number of confirmed and suspected COVID-19 hospital patients have doubled from 471.
How do you have suspected hospital patients? Like, why are they admitting people on suspicion? Like,
yeah, I know.
Oh, well, you look kind of sick. Okay, let's admit you.
Well, you sneezed that one time, and I think I heard you cough. So, I suspect.
I mean, wouldn't basically every kind of rudimentary illness be suspected as COVID at this point? Or you have a fever, or you have a
sniffle. Like, if you're not having serious symptoms, why are you admitted?
Well, if that was happening, then you would see, like, a 90-something percent decrease in the number of flu cases in South America. Oh.
We did, yeah.
Like, oh, right.
Nice. They say it doubled from 471 to 932. And plus, ICU patients have increased 75% during that same period. Despite the Department of Health report, Kennedy said, Kennedy's the owner of this restaurant, that he is going to keep his doors open for good. I'm sure they're going to try and fine us, and I'm sure they're going to take our licenses away. Who knows what from there? But we're prepared, and my community has already bucked up and said if I get a fine, they'll pay for it. That's pretty awesome of his community to do that.
That is truly awesome of his community.
Some loyal customers still ordered their meals to go, but said the food was not worth going inside. Understand what...
But then why are you there paying for the food in the first place?
Maybe they're too afraid to defy and they want to support him anyway. I don't understand that statement.
But you don't usually get arrested as a customer for going to a restaurant.
If people want to risk eating inside, that's their prerogative. I'm not going to do it just because
I think
all the people that come in there, said Mike Blacknell while picking up his to-go order in his car with his mask on.
Well, I think a big part of it is the social stigma.
Yes.
It's one thing to get food from this place, but it's another thing to be seen.
Only people
entering.
Can see you who are also there themselves.
Right.
So that shouldn't be a problem.
I saw you entering that place. We're not friends anymore.
Isn't that the name of the place? That place? It's called... hang on.
That guy's obnoxious, though. He's like, well, you know what? I'm perfectly happy to have all these people stand around each other working, being close together, but I'm going to, like, sit in my car with a mask because it's clearly dangerous to walk into buildings.
Right, yeah. The restaurant is called That One Place, so...
I saw you walking into That One Place.
Yes.
You clearly want to kill Grandma.
Yeah. It is such a farce to me that normal, healthy people walking around breathing is suddenly something that people are afraid of.
It's like a 5-year-old, like, car complaint. He's breathing on me.
Yeah. Mom, little Joey's breathing on me again.
Well, you see, humans produce this deadly miasma, and that is the real source of the bubonic plague. I mean, COVID.
Everything's better with bubonic on it.
That's true.
The Washington State Department of Labor and Industry said inspectors are looking into complaints that one place. Tim Church, Communications Director of Labor and Industry, said a defiant business could get a citation or a fine of up to $9,639 if there's a violation.
But how much do you lose for closing for 9 months?
Right.
If you're only making $1,000 a month, that might be a good deal, but you're probably not open.
Considering that he has at least several employees, I would suspect that will hurt him, but it's probably still more viable for him to remain in business making money.
Yeah, $9,000. I mean, that's an expense, right?
Yeah.
But it's if you're going to be closed down anyway.
So you could have your business minus $10,000, or you could have no.
He also mentioned that there could be an issuance of an order and notice of immediate restraint. Now, I'm not familiar with these legal terms. Are you?
No.
Order and notice of immediate restraint.
Those are going to be state things.
Yeah. So what we do know about these...
Sounds like a cease and desist order, but...
Yeah, what we do know about these legal terms is that these are, you know, either laws or ordinances or mandates. And when it comes to the government, all of these things are backed in one way and one way only, and that's by the threat and, of course, use of violence. Every law is just a gun behind a piece of paper. So let's say the state does issue this guy a fine, and they take away his licenses, and they give him an issuance of an order and notice of immediate restraint, and he remains open anyway. What do you think happens next? That's right. The armed goons with the shiny little badges show up to attempt to put him in a cage, and if he resists that, of course, they purport the authority to end his life because he wants to keep his business open. People want to frequent his business.
Yeah, and that was the strange thing about, like, what's the penalty for defying this? Well, the penalty for defying anything completely is death.
Yes.
Short of that, they can just, you know, keep hitting you with whatever fine, however big or small, because you keep not doing what they tell you to. Until you are bled completely dry and run out of money. And you kind of need that to live, last I checked.
Church said of all the 14,000-plus complaints L&I has received, only about 20 defiant businesses were cited. So they are citing these defiant businesses, showing a high compliance rate. He said the goal is to educate business owners before enforcement. Educate them on what?
That would be lovely. Let's have education and make our own decisions. That would be a wonderful way of solving these problems.
He says, we certainly can cite and fine a business, but that's not where we start out. We're starting out with wanting to protect the health and safety of the people who work there. Well, shouldn't you be respecting their choice?
Well, first I'm gonna tell you to do a thing, then I'm going to propagandize you, and then I will threaten you with kidnapping and torture.
855-450-3733 is our number if you'd like to join us. We've got more Free Talk Live, more of your calls and your thoughts coming up.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. In nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for listening. This is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk show program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything you'd like. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
And I wanted to circle back to just a little follow-up, a story that we've been covering kind of continuously here on Free Talk Live. There is a bar in Staten Island that has also defied the authorities and remained open during the coronavirus restrictions imposed upon them. And we've been talking about it. There's a bit of an update. The sheriff says defiant New York City bar owner struck deputy with his car. Deputies were trying to arrest the bar owner for violating COVID-19 indoor dining rules. This is a co-owner. It's not, there isn't one single owner. There's, I believe, at least two, if not more than two. But this is from police1.com. The co-owner of a New York City bar that authorities said had been defying coronavirus restrictions was taken into custody early Sunday after running over a deputy with a car, authorities said. Now, it says running over a deputy. Later in this article, they say struck a deputy, so it remains to be seen. This is, of course, allegedly. There's no evidence. I don't see. There might be a video here. Oh, it's a video of the folks protesting. It's not a video of anybody hitting anybody with a car. But it goes on to say Danny Presti fled from his bar, Max Public House. This is indeed the same bar slash restaurant that we've been covering. After deputies observed patrons entering the establishment Saturday night in violation of the city and state's closure orders, Sheriff Joseph Fucito, F-U-C-I-T-O, said. So I'm just
thank you for your careful pronunciation of that.
Yeah, I, with the radio. I could make very good fun of that name, but I can't do so. Thank you, FCC. Presti, age 34, was eventually stopped and apprehended. The sheriff said charges against him were pending. An injured deputy was taken to the hospital for treatment of injuries. The deputy's condition wasn't immediately available. An email seeking comment was sent to an attorney representing the bar's owners. The Staten Island Bar was the site of protests last week after the sheriff's office said plainclothes officers were able to go inside, order food and beverages on Tuesday. Presti was arrested at the time, so he's been arrested multiple times now. The tavern is in an area designated by Governor Andrew Cuomo as an orange zone because of spiking COVID-19 rates and was not supposed to be serving customers indoors. But the owners...
Orange zone.
I think that's only Trump is allowed to go there or something. I'm not sure.
I mean, are we seriously doing a complete repeat of the war on terror?
Yeah, they do have the color-coordinated, heightened alerts.
Yeah, some states have, like, 1, 2, and 3 or whatever.
Yeah, they have tiers or they have color codes, depending on, what they decided to do. What they thought struck the most fear.
Is blue worse than green or is green worse than blue? It doesn't matter. We'll never get there.
But the owners had declared the bar an autonomous zone, a nod to protesters who claimed control over Seattle neighborhood in June. So that is the update there. Again, this is all alleged stuff. This man has been arrested multiple times for just trying to keep his bar open. He's done everything that he can to sort of work around. They were even doing where the food and the drinks were free. It was just tip what you want kind of a thing. So that they weren't actually doing transactions. It wasn't like, oh, no, your beer is $5 and your burger, I guess it's your beer is $10 and your burger is $20 or whatever. It was nothing like that. It was just they wanted to be able to stay open and let people who wanted to come in of their own volition, their own choice, to come and patronize the place, allow them to do so. And it's still going on, so there will be more updates. I'm sure we will cover this story further here on Free Talk Live. I just wanted to get that out there. But let's continue on with your calls and your thoughts. We have Dr. Jeff from Vermont calling. Dr. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. You were speaking earlier about suspected COVID cases, wondering what a suspected case would be.
Well, yeah, after you're while you're admitted, it makes sense if you're walking around or quarantining, but if they admit you and all they're saying is suspected, that doesn't make sense to me.
Right. So these are cases that fit the clinical picture where the patient's sick enough to require hospitalization and they do a COVID test but don't have the result back yet. So until they get that result, it's a suspected case.
Do you have any idea, like, what the percentage is of suspected cases versus confirmed cases, on a given day or week or anything like that?
I don't, but it's published.
Okay.
No, it's just a definition. It's just a case that's sent to the lab that is pending the result.
Well, do you know what criteria they choose to give you that test? Because I figure it's, if you're, like, sneezing, coughing.
So you're right. It's very liberal decision-making in terms of doing the test. In Vermont, there are maybe, I forgot what the statistics are, 10 to 50 times more tests than there are positive results.
Wow. That's a lot. So
that's good. That way you don't miss a test.
Well, and that's not Vermont's fault necessarily, because people go in and it's like, oh, I'm scared. I need to get a test. And they're like, okay, what symptoms do you have? And they're like, none. But test
me. You can do that.
Yeah. So that's not necessarily even the state's fault. That's just people being weird.
So
they actually encourage it.
Doctor, I don't know, what your specific practice is, if you're a medical doctor, a physician, emergency room guy, but, do you have an opinion on these PCR tests and their accuracy?
Well, they're pretty accurate. That's part of the problem, is they're so accurate, they can detect, the tiniest remnant even of COVID-19 virus, so that you're not really testing infection. You're testing the presence of virus, and there's a difference.
What's the difference?
The difference is it could be presence of virus without the person being sick.
Okay.
So wouldn't that be then an invalid test for what they're claiming that they're testing for? Because we should be testing for infection, right?
Well, there isn't a good test for infection. It's a clinical diagnosis. You're putting together a clinical picture with a laboratory test.
I'm still not super clear on where the line of infection gets drawn.
So here's an easier way, perhaps, to think of it. With bacterial infection, you can have bacteria growing as we do on our skin.
Mm-hmm.
We're not infected. We just have the presence of bacteria. It's called colonization.
Well, right. And largely that bacteria is, if not helpful in many cases, then at least completely benign.
It can be. It could be helpful. It could be benign. It could be incidental. But there could even be growth of harmful bacteria that are not causing infection. That's called colonization. So here, with virus, you could have walked through a virus cloud where somebody was coughing or sneezing virus. You got some in your nose. They do a test. They find it because it's such a sensitive test. But you didn't get sick either yet. Maybe you never will, or you haven't yet gotten sick from that, you know, let's say recent inhalation. But it's just the point that the test is that sensitive. But it's not testing infection, it's testing the presence of virus.
And isn't it also possible that some folks may already have an immunity?
Yes, you could have immunity, you could have the presence of virus and not be infected by that virus that was just tested.
Okay. All right. Anything else you wanted to talk about tonight, Dr. Jeff? I'm glad that you've called. You know, it's interesting to have a doctor who can speak intelligently about these things. Call us.
No, thanks for the offer, but maybe another time.
All right. We appreciate you listening. Thanks for the call tonight, Doctor.
Yeah, please do call back.
Good information.
Yeah, especially if you hear us struggling with some, you know, medical terminology that we don't necessarily have familiarity with.
Yeah, occasionally I get the nomenclature wrong, and, you know, I mean, I'm no medical student. I'm not a doctor of any kind, other than perhaps a doctor of awesomeness.
One would hope.
Yeah. All right, let's switch gears here. We've given you the update on Max Public House in Staten Island. We talked about the restaurant in Port Orchard. Let's shift gears a little bit, and let's talk about the hypocrite politicians who keep getting caught breaking the COVID-19 rules that they themselves have ordered everybody to obey. Allah for thee, but not for me, as they say. 855-450-3733. We'll get to that here on Free Talk Live coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.